I made my podcast a year ago, so happy anniversary, I guess. What an intro. So, as you all know, it has been 1 year since my podcast was created. And I've only posted 9 episodes. Y'all can do the math, but that's not what I said I was going to do. I said, oh yeah, I'm going to put them out every week or two. And I've put them out like every 3 months, I would say, or something like that. I was consistent the first little bit. But here we are, episode 10, end of season 1. I'm excited. It's going to be fun. Season 2 would be a lot better, I think, whenever I can get like a little more official. And I'll have a little more time on my hands. But yeah. This episode's gonna be fun. I have some things planned. I put on my story, people to tell me what to do. But I wanted to do something for a while, so we're gonna do that whenever I get home from Franklin in a couple hours. So we'll be seeing y'all, give y'all a little update while I'm in Franklin. So I love you all. Oh my gosh, that took forever, guys. I'm sorry. So before I get into everything I wanted to do with y'all, I want to tell y'all about what happened today and what I'm doing tomorrow. So me and Brody went to Franklin, which is about 40 minutes away from my house, to look for a t-shirt / jersey for my game tomorrow I'm going to with my dad. Me and my dad and a couple of my friends are going to a Braves game tomorrow in Atlanta. Going to see him play the Brewers. It's going to be fun. But anyway, what was I saying? Me and Brody went to Franklin, found a shirt, shopped a little around there. We ate at Drake's, had some bomb food, and then one of his friends wanted to watch Sound of Freedom, so he did that. And then now I'm home, took a shower. Utopia dropped mid-shower, so I listened to half of that. Really good album, guys. Future's on it, SZA's on it, 21's on it. It's really good, guys. Just saying. I'm excited. I have to drive to Atlanta tomorrow, me and my dad. It's gonna be fun. Next time I'm driving to Atlanta, I'll get to see Cameron Martin. Shout out Cameron. But anyway, so what we're gonna do is, I put on my Snapchat story, talk to me about stuff, or like slide up and tell me what to talk about. So this is me doing that with y'all. Did that save? Go back. Probably not. It's okay, though. Let me go to my photo gallery. Eric Delk said sports, so I'm going to talk about sports. What happened in sports recently? Jalen Ramsey's out for a while. Braves lost a series to the Red Sox, I think. They were in their Yellow Sox jerseys, though, so it's valid. Right here tomorrow, it's gonna be heat. It's gonna be awesome. Try to get a Spencer Strider 99 jersey. See what happens. What else is going on? Oh, Brandon Miller went number 2 in the NBA draft. You know, just the best player in the draft. Wimby's overrated. Go ahead and get on me about that. Whatever. I think that's all I got. Yeah. So, thank you, Eric. Let me find what else. Logan slid up and said, ways to die, ranking villains, talk about aliens, or what fictional universe you'd want to live in. We'll start with ways to die. Jeez, this is dark. Skip. Ranking villains. I'll do Marvel villains. We'll just do that. My number one Marvel villain. Thanos. 2. Killmonger. Really big fan of Killmonger. 3. High Evolutionary. I'll do 5. I'll do top 5. Man, there's so many. 4. Loki. Man, 5. Either Namor or Ultron, probably. Pretty good ones. I was going by people who are in movies so far, not like Like, Doctor Doom would probably be number one for me if that was the case. But, and aliens. Yeah, aliens are a thing now, I guess. Wild to think about. But, yeah, aliens are real. They're, like, the government came out and said that. And I swear to you, if I see a little E.T. running around to Columbia, Tennessee, it is hands-on. I'm killing that little thing. I'm getting a hammer and smushing it. I hate E.T. If you really want to scare me, dress up as E.T. or send me a picture of E.T. or something. I will pee myself. I got pranked like that one time. What fictional universe you'd want to live in? Gosh, probably the Star Wars one. That'd be sick. Like flying around on ships all the time. Bouncing from planet to planet. That'd be sick, yeah. Star Wars. I'd like to be Anakin. I wouldn't change a thing. Oh, thank you, Logan, for sliding up. Campbell Pollard. Slid up and said, talk about my dead dog and horse. And I replied with, bet. So here we are. Here we are today, gathered on my The Thoughts with Bryant podcast, episode 10, 1 year anniversary. We're here gathered to remember those we lost along the way. RIP Betty White, RIP the Queen of England, and RIP Henry, the dog, Rip Campbell's dog, and that other horse that we don't know much about, but we still miss it. Henry bit me many times, and I wanted to kick it at all times because I was mad at that dog most of the time. But Rip Henry. Thank you for sliding up, Campbell. Trapper Burnham. What a day to be alive. This is y'all's introduction to Trapper. Trapper's going to be a prominent character in my life. Putting on my Curology chapstick right now. Trapper's a very prominent person in my life now. I will be in his life for a while. He's going to be he's one of my good friends. I met at Impact a couple years ago. Anyway, Trapper slid up and said, the ethical and economical state of society. Unfortunately, I talked about that on prior episodes, so I will not be doing it again, but I appreciate Trapper coming on and sliding up and saying that. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Trapper real quick. Trapper is about 6'2", 6'3", I would say. Plays football. Absolute beast of a person. He's a little middle part like me. He's my son. I think he's a junior this year. Yeah, him and Lydia are in the same grade. But met him at Impact a couple years ago. Great kid. Smart kid. Love him. He's going to hear this. It's going to be awesome. He's going to text me and be like, Bryant, I'm on your podcast. Yeah, yeah, you are. But shout out, Trapper. I love you, son. If you're hearing this, I love you. Whenever you're listening to this, text me an update of your day. Anyway, next. I think that's it. Yeah, that's it, guys. That's everyone who's lit up, so. Thanks for sliding up, guys. Anyway, that's what that was. Let me respond to my chat snaps real quick, guys. I'm podcasting right now. Hold up, I'm gonna Snapchat Trapper in the middle of this podcast. Anything you want to say? Let's see what he responds with. Or is this still recording? I hope so. Trapper says, pump it up. Pump it up is an incredible song. We played at Impact a lot. I'm trying to get... Okay, I interviewed this kid at Impact who was wearing a Pump It Up shirt. And I'm trying to get the footage back from that, and it's just not working. But... Anyway, I'm going to do what I was going to do in the first place, and so y'all seen those tier lists, like the S tier, B tier, A tier, F, like all those. I'm going to do those, but I'm going to put rappers in it. So, starting off with the best one, Kanye, S tier, obviously. Kanye's S tier. Next, Drake, I'll put Drake as S tier as well. Drake's really good. After that, go Future. Future's also S tier for me. And then we'll go Lil Baby. Lil Baby's A tier. Like, if you asked me 3 years ago, what's Lil Baby at? I would say S tier. Lil Baby's A tier. I've matured. Let's see. Who else is out there? Lil Uzi. I'll put him at A tier, too. You know? Pink Tape wasn't that bad. Post Malone dropped an album today, too. Crap. It's called Austin. How sweet. What's his name? Anyway. This is probably not going to come out until, like, Saturday, I would say. I'll probably edit it a little bit. If you do edit this out, and this, that'll decide if it's edited or not. Y'all know then. Anyway, next rapper, Lil Wayne, A tier. I like Wayne, not a huge Wayne guy though. But I know, don't clown on me for that. But next, who's out there? Who? Trippie Redd. I'll put him at B tier. Solid. Pretty solid. Put X at B tier as well. Nah. Yeah. We'll put him at B tier. Juice WRLD. C tier. Not a huge fan of Juice. I've lightened up though. Lil Yachty. A tier. 100%. Tyler the Creator. S tier. Travis Scott. I'll put him at A. He's pretty good. Let me go to my playlist and see. Zayn Malik. I love Zayn Malik, guys. 21 Savage, A tier. Solid A tier. He's really good. Nardo Wick, solid. Solid D tier, probably. Young Thug, ooh. Put him at B. Ski Mask, A tier. T Grizzly. D tier. Who else? Young Boy. Put him at C. That's gracious for me. I'm not a big fan of Young Boy, if you can't tell. Hootie and the Blowfish. George Michael. I listen to a lot of old people music sometimes. Frank Sinatra is my crap. Playboi Carti, A tier. A tier. JID. Okay, here we go. This is going to be controversial. I think JID might be B tier. Maybe, like, higher B tier. Like, almost A tier, probably. Mac Miller. Oh, A tier. I like Mac. Oh. Bless his heart. Young Dolph. Ooh, B tier. High B tier. Key Glock. Might just be A tier. I'll put him in between A and B. I don't know if I can do that, but... You know what? Yes, I can. It's my podcast. I do what I want. Whatever. Whatever. Oh, I hate saying that. Migos as a group? C tier. Solo? Like, Offset would be... Probably keep Offset at either B or C. Quavo's either C or D. Takeoff might just be B or C as well. Nav... Solid D tier for me. Sorry, guys. Gunna's a solid B tier, though. Rich the Kid. Rich the Kid. Probably F tier, guys. He's not that good. Here we go. Roddy Rich. Okay. It's a different name. I don't know where I should put Roddy. I feel like anything too low would be disrespectful, but I think anything too high would be. I think I'll put Roddy right at C tier right now. He hasn't dropped in like a lot in a while, so I'll keep it at C tier for now. What else was I gonna say? I'm looking at Snapchat memories right now. Oh, why do you look like that? I was in Universal a year ago today. Oh my god. That's awesome. I love Universal. I'm going back in October to horror nights. Oh my god, I have to mention my new friends from Impact. Okay. If any of y'all are watching this, I'm so sorry. We're gonna take a break from the rap stuff because that was getting a little stupid, but... So I met people at Impact because I was a counselor this year, and the first person I would like to mention is Brooke Holland. We love Brooke. Hi, Brooke. You're mentioned in podcast. Just want you to know, where's she at? I'm gonna Snapchat her and tell her that she's mentioned in my podcast right now. You're being mentioned in my podcast right now, just by the way. And then her friend, Carly, who is awesome. We love Carly. And then I met Kristen, Ethan. Ah, I gotta tell y'all about my new friends. So I met this guy named Dylan Swindle. Love Dylan. I'm gonna tell him he's been mentioned on my podcast right now. Love Dylan though, he's awesome. Me and him put a Alabama basketball jersey on the mannequin at Impact. It was so funny. And then Dylan came up to me and he was like, "Your name is Bryant, right?" I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Dude, you have to meet my brother." I was like, "Why is that?" He's like, "His name is Bryant." Guys, I've never met another Bryant in my life. This was the greatest thing ever. So shout out Bryant and Dylan. Oh, he said good or bad. It's all good things. But yeah, and then, let's see, Trey Robbins. I love Trey. Trey Grindstaff. Oh, I love me some Trey Grindstaff. Jack Richardson. Hey, baby. I love Jack. Heidi. Oh, we love Heidi. Mason Reynolds, man. What a guy. I love Mason. Mason's Swindle's friend. We got met at the same time. He's awesome. But yeah, that's about all I met. Or all the new friends I have on Snapchat, at least, that I met. Met a lot of people that week. It was very fun. Shout out Patrick Chappelle. I know he listens to my podcast. Patrick Chappelle, man. Okay. So, Patrick Chappelle is in a lot of the skits and bits and stuff at Impact. He's on the board and stuff, so he's pretty popular around Impact, basically. So I got to talk to him a good bit that week, and I just mentioned to him how I had a podcast, and then he came back to me the next day and was talking about how he listened to it and he liked it. So shout out Patrick Chappelle. If you're hearing this, shoot me a little DM or text or whatever. I love you. I love you. Thanks for listening. I have a question for you too, but I don't think Brock asked you, so I need to ask you that. Anyway, dude, oh, you know what I really want badly now? This is not good, guys. This is very not good. This is really not good. I want a McDonald's chicken biscuit right now. So badly. Oh, that'd be so good. Oh my gosh. Jeremiah, I miss him. I haven't seen Jeremiah in a couple days, actually. It's been too long. Me and Jeremiah have been hanging out a lot recently. Oh, I got a bad haircut the other day too, guys. Oh my gosh, it was awful. Anyway, I'm gonna act like I didn't just pause that and unpause it just for dramatic effect, but we're about 20 minutes in almost. I'm having a good time. It feels good to be back. I wanted to go for like 2 hours, but that's just not gonna happen based on the fact that it's 12:24 in the morning and I have to be leaving at 12:30. And like PM tomorrow, today I guess, for the Braves game, and I have to drive me and my dad to Atlanta, so I will probably be finishing this up over, I want to go for at least 35-40 minutes just because it's a 1 year special. So I guess now, after about 10 more seconds, I'm going to sit here and talk to you about what's going to happen. But I'm going to do a little recap of the past year of my podcast, I guess, and what I want in the future for it, I guess. So, for the past year, I've been making podcasts very rarely. And half me wants to not do that, but half me is really, really busy, guys. I got job, I got school, I got relationships, and, I'm busy. I'm a busy guy. Anyway, this popped in my head, so I had to say it right now. I saw Oppenheimer and Barbie. I'm going to talk about this first. Oppenheimer was a 11 out of 10, one of the greatest movies I've ever seen in my life. Very well done. Cillian Murphy's awesome. Emily Blunt was great. Florence Pugh, awesome. Rami Malek, awesome. Jack Quaid, awesome. Very well done. Great movie, Christopher Nolan. Thank you. Barbie, 8 out of 10. The Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj song makes it a good 8.5 to 9 out of 10. Anyway, continuing with what I was saying. I've been busy, but this next year of my podcast, I'm going to try to do 2 seasons instead of just one. So each season I have is going to be 10 episodes, and this next season I'm going to have more special guests than I promised you I would, because I kept being like, I'll have Perry on, or I'll have Mimi on, or I'll have something, I kept promising special guests and all this crap, and then I just never was able to pull strings together, but I have a lot of ideas for my podcast this next year. I'm very excited. Very excited, but they might not come out as soon as I want them to. But listen, you're like, of course they're not, Brian. Of course they're not going to come out as soon as you want because you're so inconsistent. Listen, here's why. This is the best part. I'm going to try to get them on video. Yeah. If I could put in like a clapping sound in the background, I would. But here, I'll do it for you. Anyway, I'm going to try to do it on video. I made a little short vlog at my beach trip with my church a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to try to start with that, but we'll see. I'm going to work on the video thing. I'm going to work on editing and stuff. But that's big news for the next year, hopefully. Also, this is not an official business deal or anything. I have a good friend, Sarah Cooper, who is making my hoodies for me and my sweatshirts. And she has me and her working on a little partnership to make merch for me. But I just want to know if anyone's interested. If you were interested in buying my merch, it's like $20, $25 a piece for a sweatshirt or hoodie. The design is sick, guys. Like, I can't show you it yet, but I promise you, y'all will love it. Like, you're gonna eat it up. Brooke's freaking out because she's in it now. The design's sick, guys. So, I'll give you a little sneak peek. Let's just say the Shrek R might be in it somewhere. Just saying. I know. It's one of the best ideas I've ever came up with, I think. Sarah's making my dreams come true with how it's going to look. It's going to be awesome. Bonkity Bong Bonk is still available if you want. You just got to let me know the size and how soon you would need it. And I can let Sarah know. She'll make it for us. It's pretty simple. So I understand if you wouldn't want to pay $25 for pretty simple sweatshirt like that, but just know it's supporting me and my podcast. And whenever people ask you, hey, why does your shirt say that, you can be like, look, there's this guy who has a podcast named Bryant called Thoughts with Bryant. You should listen to it. And if you do that and you text me and be like, hey, Bryant, someone asked me about your podcast today and I told them about it, I will shout you out right here live. And you'll gain 1 million followers because I'm so famous. Now, if I really could get someone famous on my podcast, oh my gosh, I would freak out. Not famous, but like, for instance, I was at Impact with Riley Tate. If I could have done a podcast with Riley Tate, that would have been awesome. It just didn't happen. I talked to him a few times, took a picture of him and people behind him. But if you know what I'm talking about, yeah, anyway, I gotta find someone who's, like, halfway famous, you know? Like, Riley Tate would be a good example. He wouldn't do it, though. Anyway. We'll get there one day. I think this podcast has a potential of blowing up if I make it a little more official and put more effort into it. I just don't want it to become a job, so I'm just trying to have fun with it, trying to have a good time, stay positive. We're 25 minutes. Wow, this has gone by quicker than I thought it would. But, man, life's fun. I've been having a good time. Job is about to end. My summer job as an intern is about to end. But I've been having a good time. Kids are awesome. We're having a lot of fun this summer. Had a lot of fun. We just got the Orca Awards Sunday, which is just our, like, award show. We're just in the summer thing, you know. And then we got Deer Run, which is like a little getaway retreat thing for a weekend. Then my birthday is August 29th. You know, I'm not going to say you have to do anything for me. But if you just wanted to be nice, say hello. Hey, Brian, I appreciate you. My Venmo is Brian McCollum 3. That is BrianMccollum, the number 3. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Y'all don't have to. But if y'all want to text me, I think my number is somewhere on my website or on my, yeah, like little Spotify. It's probably been one of my episodes, but if you really want my number, then just look me up on Instagram or something. Look me up on Snapchat. I don't know. You don't need my number. Just tell me happy birthday somehow. Most of y'all know me. But yeah, I've been having a good time, good life. I've enjoyed myself quite a bit. I'm just trying to stay positive at all times. What was I saying? I saw Sound of Freedom tonight. That was fun. That was awesome. Met a new friend, one of Brody's friends, Lucy. She was cool. Man, this podcast is gonna be so good. Well, not really. It's all over the place completely, but that's what y'all expect because that's what my podcast is. I have said that for the longest time. People are like, "Oh, your podcast is just a lot," and I'm like, "That's kind of the point of it. Like, it's the reason I did it. I didn't want like." An organized podcast, sitting down and talking about particular things, is annoying. I just start filming, and I say whatever comes to mind. Like, I'm just looking at my Funko Pops right now that I have. I got a bunch of new ones since the last time I talked about them. But, so, I completed the Holy Trinity. Not Trinity. I have 5 of them, but, so, I got an Anakin Skywalker pop, finally, and then I have a Tom Holland Spider-Man in No Way Home, like, at the end when his mask is off and he's all beat up and stuff. So that's a good one, guys. And then I have a Shrek one. I know, that one's crazy to have. It's like $90, $100 a piece. And then I have a Darth Vader, and then the original Darth Maul that I got on Amazon. I'm stoked. It's really cool, but... And then I have Jack Sparrow, too. But he's not in a box. But yeah. I moved to my new room too. Y'all have no idea where I am. But it's in my new room. My new room's sick. Having a great time up here. Yeah. Ready to see Matt Olson hit some bombs tomorrow night. I don't even know what side of the field we're on. But we're in the home run section. So I'm excited for tomorrow. It's going to be a good time. I'm gonna see if I can get this episode up tonight if I finish it in time. I need to update y'all with my movie list, so I went back and changed some things up a little bit because I really needed to look at it. Okay, I'm gonna brag about myself a little bit. Before I do my movies, I created this picture in MLB The Show called Bryant Anakin McCollum, and I keep up with people I've struck out, like major names. So I'm gonna go ahead and list off a few. Fernando Tatis Jr., Juan Soto, Manny Machado, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, Mookie Betts, Corey Seager, Trevor Bauer, Cody Bellinger, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Jose Altuve, Josh Donaldson, Steven Strasburg, Bryce Harper, Buster Posey, Javier Baez, Trevor Story, Marcus Semien, Paul Goldschmidt, Willie Adames, Nolan Arenado, Marcus Stroman, Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, Kyle Schwarber, Chris Bryant, Jock Peterson, Luis Robert Jr., and Anthony Rizzo. But yeah, I'm a pretty good pitcher if you didn't get that. Anyway, I'll give y'all my top 10 movies. How about that? Yeah, that sounds fair. Okay, top 10 movies of all time for me. That needs to be changed, actually. No, that's fine. Number 1, Star Wars Episode 3, of course. Greatest movie of all time. Number 2, this is going to be a shock, I know. Number 2 is Oppenheimer, guys. It was that good. It really was. Number 3 is Spider-Man No Way Home. I really like it still, guys. I know. Number 4 is Shrek. I love Shrek. Number 5 is The Social Network. That is one of my favorite movies of all time, and I will stand on that. Number 6 is Elvis. Love that movie. Number 7 is Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Number 8 is The Dark Knight. Number 9 is Joker. And number 10 is Captain America Civil War. With honorable mentions being Black Panther and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Elf, Madagascar, and Avengers Endgame and Superbad. There you go, though. Scarface is up there, too. Shrek 2 is up there. You know. Bullet Train's up there. Me and Perry watched Ted a few months ago. A good one. I like Ted. It's a little funny movie. Spider-Head's a good movie, too. It's a good one. Anyway. Yeah, that's my movies now. I'm gonna go on my quote list. Tell y'all a couple quotes. Oh my. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, buddy. Oh my gosh. Oh my god. How do people get seizures? Oh my gosh. Purple-headed yogurt slinger. I forgot about that. I love Semien. He says the most random stuff. Unlock the door and tear it apart. My Darling dropped today by Becca Means, and I love that song. My dad met Nick Saban, guys. I gotta tell you about that. Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm gonna give y'all my Amazon orders. Over the past couple months, I've ordered a ton of stuff I don't really need, but felt like I needed at the time. Oh, okay, here we go. Orders. List of orders. I ordered some cologne. That's coming Wednesday. And then I ordered a Barbie pop for Mimi, unfortunately. It's her birthday present, so. Arriving August 22nd. Oh, so I got this Marvel shirt. It's pretty cool. It's white. It has the Avengers on it. And then I got my Anakin and Darth Maul pops. And then I got a bunch of shelves to put some of my pops on and stuff. And then I got Us, Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man pop. Then I got a book, and then I got another Darth Maul pop, and then I got bed sheets for my bed. They're black and silky. Pretty nice. Pretty nice. And then I got two chains. Not two chains, but like two separate chains. That's funny. Oh, gosh. Okay. And then I got an episode 3 of Star Wars poster. And then in May, I got tea tree oil for my beautiful skin and an Anakin Skywalker shirt. Man. Beautiful, isn't it? Love to see it, man. Love to see it. Is that really all I ordered this year? Oh, no. Here it is. I ordered a mic in April, 2 pairs of these shorts, and episode 1 Anakin Skywalker figure. Man, I'm such a nerd sometimes. I'm ordering these pink underwear, too. I don't care what anyone has to say. Ordering some pink underwear, and then what else do I have in my cart? Fuzzy Crocs, black Nike socks, and some navy New Balances. Let me know y'all's thoughts about navy New Balances. Should I get them, or should I get them in black? Like, $50, so I feel like I have to get some. I got some blue off-brand Birkenstocks at Target for $10. Dude, go to Target, sprint to Target right now. It was a very, very good purchase, but it's getting a little hot in my room, so I'm gonna go for 3 more minutes-ish. Ended at 40. I'm gonna edit it a little bit, and then I'm gonna post it around 1 o'clock in the morning. So if you're up and listening, good morning, guys. Let me know what you think whenever you finish. And then, you know what, I'm gonna end it now, just so I have more time to work on it. And y'all have more time to listen, and it's not too long. I love y'all. I will be putting another episode out pretty soon. I'm gonna have Eric on. Me and Eric are gonna get together and talk about baseball, football, stuff like that, I think. So, hope y'all have a good one. It's been a good year. Hope y'all have enjoyed the first season of my podcast. Plan on doing this until I die, honestly. Just a good hobby to have. Appreciate the support. Let me know if y'all want hoodies or sweatshirts or t-shirts, whatever. Again, my socials have been listed before, so I'll put them in the bio of this, but I love y'all, and peace, have a great day. I love you. Bonkity bonk bonk bonkity bonk, peace, guys. See ya. I hate that was so dumb. I'm gonna say bye like a regular person. Have a great night and morning. Sleep well. Have a great day. Be nice to people. I'm gonna go watch the Braves later, so my day's probably gonna be better than yours, but I love you. Goodbye.